Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning calves that are on your farm this morning and maybe how you're trying to feed them. For those of you that are already on an accelerated feeding program where you're feeding more than 2 quarts of liquid feed twice a day, this may not be as much of a concern. But for those of you that are still following a traditional liquid feeding program for your calves and you're only feeding 2 quarts of either waste milk or milk replacer morning and evening, probably need to think about some things. First order of business, whether we're on an accelerated feeding program or not, is that we make sure that we have a clean, dry place for those animals to rest. It also needs to be draft-free. I think the bedding of choice here is really straw, and we need to have a deep bed. We also need to think about how we're feeding them. As we drop below 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and again, this would be for traditional feeding, we need to increase the amount of liquid feed they receive by about 10% each day. For each 10-degree drop we have below 30, just to help them maintain body temperature. We could also consider feeding them warm water over the noon hour or put in a liquid feeding during that time. As we think about all the things that we need to do, it is really important that you pay some additional attention to your calves. Paying some attention to the feeding issues that you might have on the farm, feeding extra feed, keeping these animals in a clean, dry, and draft-free area will help them survive the stresses of cold stress. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.